Break the blockade or we break the economy was the central message of Friday's protest, organized by a decentralized group of activists. As protesters gathered in preparation for an early morning march, rumors of direct action were circulating among attendees. Imam Afraz Khan addressed the growing crowd at the intersection of Dr. Huey P. Newton Way and Mandela Parkway.
We will not play dumb. We won't play dumb to our tax dollars being used in genocide. We won't play dumb to our labor being used to build the prison industrial complex. We won't play dumb to our own backyards being used by ICE agents to round up our own immigrant communities. We say no.
Khan was followed by a second speaker who shared a poem.
My people are called terrorists just for existing, for looking settlers in the eye and refusing to be erased. While they're busy clutching their pearls at the sight of our kufiyas, bombs chew through concrete and cartilage.
Just before the group set off on their march to Oakland International Container Terminal, another organizer rallied the crowd with an announcement.
We're going to start marching in just a minute, but before that, I got to give a couple of announcements. First of all, our team of kayaks just launched and is blocking the motherfucking port.
Protesters marched 8 blocks to the intersection of 7th and Frontage, where they took control of the road, blocking the egress. The port's entrance was chosen in response to a recent report by the Bay Area Palestinian Youth Movement, accusing Oakland's port and airport of facilitating the transport of at least 280 cargo shipments of deadly munitions that have been used to kill civilians in Gaza. The crowd, many of whom covered their faces with N95 masks, dark glasses, and keffiyehs, carried signs reading, "Oakland stands with Gaza," and "They got money for wars but can't feed the poor," a reference to Tupac Shakur's 1993 hit, "Keep Your Head Up." Many of the shipping trucks encountering the blockade turned around, while a few piled up on the highway off-ramp. KPFA News attempted to speak with the stalled truckers, all of whom declined to comment. One trucker cited fear of workplace retribution, pointing out a camera inside his cabin. Protesters marked off a large space and began to paint a mural in the road, which read, "Let Gaza live, hands off the flotilla." Currently sailing east through the Mediterranean, the Global Sumud Flotilla is a civilian convoy of 50 boats from 40 countries, aiming to break through Israel's total blockade of Gaza to deliver aid. Two of the boats suffered drone attacks in Tunisia, and Friday's protesters expect that additional strikes will occur. Al Jazeera reports that Israel has intercepted or attacked 6 previous Gaza-bound flotillas. One assault killed 10 occupants on board. KPFA News spoke to CHP Lieutenant Andrade, one of the law enforcement officers gathered near the action. He did not wish to be recorded, but he said that law enforcement gathers intel about protests like this one, and that CHP's purpose in being there was to protect pedestrian protesters from oncoming traffic. After around 2 hours of blocking traffic, the coalition marched back as a cop car drove over their freshly painted mural. KPFA spoke to a group of dock workers on their lunch break on the condition of anonymity. When asked if the kayak blockade or the highway stoppage were impacting shipments, they gestured at the trucks passing by, saying it was business as usual, that, in their words, money's still flowing. This was confirmed when KPFA News got in touch with David DeWitt, the media and PR specialist for the Port of Oakland.
Today there was a small group of kayakers in the public waterway, but we had no vessel interruption or interference. As well as there was a peaceful free speech crowd that assembled near the port with no impact to our operations.
Speaking through loudspeakers at the end of the event, organizers said Friday's protest was a trial run for larger actions to come, building towards a dock workers' strike on September 22nd in Italy, where unions have already blocked cargo reported to contain weapons bound for Gaza. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirchner.